They were both anti-fascist. Yeah.
Right. Mary was a Trotskyist.
Mary was a Trotskyist, not nearly as... Yeah.
But they still were really plugged into this.
There were many things that they had in common. They were very left-wing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
both... She was a Trotskyist and hung around with the partisan people.
She was a
people.
Stalinist.
And I was
or
a
Marxist.
Marxist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I never denounced.
And she could never, never denounce
that. But hold on a minute.
Never
denounced. So we're going to switch to Lillian. We'll give you your due, Lillian.
I could kill her.
Making them crazy, aren't we?
So really, she just, it was literary criticism. She thought that Lillian Hellman was not as good as she was.
And because she was so, quote, overpraised and over-touted, that she was trying to do her best to say these are all lies. And in fact, she wasn't the only one that called many of her memoirs made up, but she was probably the most vocal.
Now, let me ask you, Roberta Lillian, you're sitting at home watching this attack.
Yes.
Why did this one wound so much? I mean, you know, surely you'd been critics that had their go at you over the years. You've been praised, but also put down. Why, from this particular woman, did it set you off to try to ruin her life by suing her?
It had been a very long-standing argument between us and animosity. And I, Lillian, had been really put on the hot seat because of Julia, which is part of this book that she wrote called Pentagon. The movie that was made from the story.
Yeah. Right.
And which is her story. Lillian was a memoirist, and she was a fabulist, and she created, she was imaginative in how she created her life.
So they made this much celebrated movie,
They made the Julia. Movie Julia, which it turned, where unfortunately Julia, the book, I use the pronoun I, and it's not about I, it was actually about another woman. They say it's never been, the woman has never really...
been found?
Yeah. Her name was Muriel Gardner, the actual person who went to, who played the part that I think that I take over.
And went and helped someone escape at the Nazis.
Yes. And it really wasn't me. It was somebody else. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she's got a point.
Oh, no. Oh, she definitely
She's a liar.
And everybody says, I mean, I was on the hot seat. But frankly, darling, she was just jealous of me. I was richer than she was. I was more famous than she was. And, you know, politics aside, we were very competitive with men. I had had an affair with this toad of a husband she had been married to, Edmund Wilson.
I agree with her on that.
Yeah. She had no trouble attracting toads.
Was your affair before or after she was married to him?
Well, I had the affair before I was a great... But I was a woman who liked to hold on to all my lovers. Mm. She was a woman who had to marry all her lovers.
So into this cauldron of hatred, bungles old Jolly Dick Cavett.
Yes, young Jolly Dick Cavett.
Young Jolly Dick Cavett.
Did you have any sense of the animosity between these two women before?
I knew enough about them and had read their stuff and so on that I knew that they were politically at odds, to put it mildly. And I didn't know as much about what a liar Hellman was until, and I was so sorry when the book Julia got shot down, because I thought it was great fun to read. Then Ernest Hemingway's former wife, one of them, Martha Gellhorn, a card-carrying Hellman loather, did brilliant research work and just about knocked down every single thing in the book that she would. And if Lillian had only somehow, and this has to be put down to self-destruction, said, okay, it's a fiction. I thought it might be more fun for people to think it happened or something. But no, she continued to deny it. And
She called you after the show, right?
She did. Nobody expected anything. And in fact, when I had come off stage in the show, looking back now, you might think everybody's saying, Jesus, what are we going to do? Yeah. She said, nobody thought anything wrong with anything that was said on the show. It was criticism of a writer by a writer.
Yeah.
There was then a First Amendment, and there was freedom of speech, although Ms. Hellman wasn't that fond of it, though she passed herself off all her life as the high priest of freedom of expression and so on. and her famous quote, "I can't cut my conscience to fit today's fashions," which my friend, the late Jean Stafford, said was not even her line. It was Hammett's, and she
appropriated.
Yeah. Anyway, but I don't want to besmirch her reputation. But when Julia was said to be fraudulent from top to bottom, and then I remember once I was in the French Quarter in New Orleans, first time just fell in love with the French Quarter, and I happened to be there when a little French Quarter paper came out with something like 34 photographic evidence errors of things Lillian Hellman claimed were true. there was no church called this, and there was no this and that.
There was no Holocaust.
If she had just made the short story, if she had just said, "I wrote these for entertainment, they're fiction," that'd be one, something else. She was a very sick an ugly woman.
But didn't you invite her to come on the show and say, listen,
oh, she was on the show. She was a good guest.
On and have your say, respond to the...
Yeah. Well, but I was going to say afterward, nobody saw anything wrong with the show. And when I came off stage, I just remembered this last week, a guy said, "Nice show." And I said, "Thank you." And then I said, "Who was that guy?" And they said, "The network lawyer."
He didn't even pick up on it.
Nobody saw anything. Writers, critics, they say things all the time.